This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. I'm Charlie Bermant with local news and commentary for Thursday, December 12th, 2019. Dove House's Recovery Cafe, initially projected to open this summer, is now scheduled to begin offering its services sometime early next year due to unanticipated permitting requirements from the city of Port Townsend. Lance Bailey, the city's development director, told KPTZ that a plan submitted by Dove House modified that previously discussed with city staff, and those changes triggered the needs for a design review. The original design did not include extending the building's footprint and did not require disturbing the soil. The modified plan expands the building size, and since the site was formerly a gas station, this would require testing the soil for contamination. Dove House would be responsible for this expense. Due to this, the Recovery Cafe will not open during the coldest months of the year. The facility would be part of a network designed to support people suffering from homelessness, addiction, mental illness, and other life challenges, according to a statement on the Dove House website. These programs, they say, are successful in supporting long-term sobriety by strengthening the bonds of the community. The Port Townsend Psychedelic Society, a local organization favoring the decriminalization of psychedelic drugs for the therapeutic use, seeks to persuade the Jefferson County and Port Townsend city governments to pass resolutions allowing such use within their borders. Society spokesperson Rebecca Ramsey said that the recent city council election and the arrival of a new city manager will postpone any decriminalization resolution until next year. As for the county, the organization has modified its draft decriminalization ordinance after determining that the action is outside of the board's purview. Instead, they are hoping that the health board addresses the health benefits and concerns about psychedelic therapy. In the meantime, the Rose Theater continues to show Fantastic Fungi, a documentary that includes a discussion of psychedelic therapy. It reports that guided sessions can combat depression and move people toward a healthy attitude about aging. So such therapy might catch fire with Port Townsend's demographic. As the drug is illegal, anyone seeking the treatment would need to go underground and sacrifice safety. Ramsey said that people who support the idea should attend Board of Health meetings, such as the one scheduled at 2:30 p.m. today at the Public Health Building adjacent to QFC, as well as regular county commissioner or city council meetings to make statements of support. Port Townsend Police Chief Mike Evans previously told KPTZ that he will follow the City Council's direction for any resolution, but was unsure what will happen if that resolution contradicts the laws which he is charged to enforce. He said a legal opinion may be in order. A community gift exchange is taking place as we speak at the Chimicum Grange, offering the opportunity for people to donate or appropriate gift items, lessening the shopping burden while recycling items that you no longer need and could mean a lot to anybody else. Port Townsend native and accomplished singer Alana Daly is running the event. She was on Facebook Live a few minutes ago reporting that books, puzzles, toys, household items, clothes, and jewelry are among the available items. There will be music, Daly said, as soon as I turn my phone off. The exchange is open till 7:30 tonight and tomorrow from 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. KPTZ 91.9 FM Port Townsend brings you local news at noon and 5 p.m. on Tuesdays and Thursdays. If you have any news or information for this program, please send a message to news@kptz.org. This is Charlie Bermant. Thank you for listening.